From KQED Radio News, I'm Cy Musiker. The California Air Resources Board rolled out its plan today to radically cut the state's greenhouse gas emissions. The goal, reduce carbon emissions by 30% over the next 12 years. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger spoke about the plan, the first in the nation, at a climate change conference today in Florida.
We have made real commitments in AB 32 to pass the laws to cut our greenhouse gas emissions back to the 1990 level by the year 2020, and then an additional 80% by the year 2050. And this is going to be something that the world will be watching very closely. We believe in action.
But to every action, there's a reaction. Even supporters of the proposal admit it faces big challenges. KQED's Tamara Keith has been covering the story and joins me now from our Sacramento Bureau. Thanks for your time, Tamara.
Glad to be with you, Cyrus.
So, Tamara, first tell me, where does the Air Board expect to find the biggest savings?
Well, the biggest savings would actually come from a cap-and-trade program that's being set up. That would be about 20% of the overall cut in greenhouse gas emissions.
Yeah, and are there questions about how that's going to work?
Huge questions. Setting up a system like this is going to be very complicated, and it's actually made more complicated by the fact that the state wants to do this in conjunction with several other Western states and three Canadian provinces. And they want to do that so that there won't be leakage. You know, a company can't say, oh, I don't like the way it is in California, I'll go to Oregon. But that requires a bunch of states and Canadian provinces to figure something out.
Yeah, they haven't agreed on the basics of that trading plan yet.
Not at all.
Next in line, I believe, is setting tougher standards for automobiles and trucks. That's supposed to save the state just over 30 million metric tons of greenhouse gases.
Exactly. And that's actually the legislation that required a waiver from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, which the state was denied. And now the state is suing the EPA to try to force them to allow us to proceed with our plan. But until the fight with the feds is resolved, we can't move forward with that.
So the feds have stalled progress on automobiles and trucks. I think they've also stalled the state in its efforts to force more energy-efficient appliances into people's homes. Doesn't that also require a federal waiver?
Yeah, I'll give you one example here. By 2007, the state was supposed to mandate energy-efficient clothes washers be the only types of washers that are sold.
Front loaders.
Front loaders. But they had to get a waiver from the U.S. Department of Energy, and the U.S. Department of Energy said no. So actually, the state is suing the Department of Energy over that as well. But I spoke with someone from the Environmental Defense Fund, Derek Walker, and he says he's not really so worried about the feds.
I think the age of obstruction in Washington is coming to a quick end. I think that you'll see not only with appliances but also with cars coming in 2009. Both major presidential candidates have said very directly that they support California's ability to set their own environmental laws. That little curtain that's been pulled in front of us from Washington will just start to disappear.
We've just listed a few challenges so far, Tamara. So tell me about the plan's longer-term goals. A very difficult challenge of cutting greenhouse gas emissions 80% by 2050.
It's huge. And what people are saying about the plan that's been rolled out today is that these are things that have been discussed so far. These are technologies that we know we can get to in the next few years. But cutting 80%, that's going to require a shift in the way we operate. I think California will look different if we're meeting that goal. So that is something that everyone is looking forward to, perhaps with a little trepidation.
KQED's Tamara Keith reporting from Sacramento. And now a clarification of something we said yesterday. Black Oak Books in Berkeley is open for business. The store closed on Monday and has reopened under new management. I'm Cy Musiker, KQED Public Radio.